welcome back to another episode of Bites of Spam. This is episode 3, and yes, I know, still haven't gotten around to recording another Spam Humbug episode. Going to have to work on addressing that soon in the near future. But, and actually with this episode too, I don't have any gaming news to talk about, but you may have noticed that there's been some radio silence from the Ultima Codex as 2019 has started, and I wanted to address that in this week's podcast. Oh, and I apologize for missing last week. I came down with a bit of a cold, and as has been the case pretty much since I started podcasting, I basically lost my voice. So by the time it actually came around to be time to record the podcast, it was not going to happen. So I apologize for missing last week. This episode actually should have come out last week, but I've been doing the same things behind the scenes at the Codex this week, so it still applies. And let's find out all about that. So, as I noted in the intro there, the Ultima Codex hasn't seen a lot of activity, at least not visibly so, in 2019 period. Apart from, I think maybe Golem Dragon has posted some Shroud of the Avatar news. And of course there have been a few comments here and there on those posts, not all of them favorable. We'll leave that for now. If anything, you may have noticed that the Patreon button in the sidebar changed and was joined by a PayPal button. And there's a reason for that, and that is because one of the things I've been doing, and this actually has also contributed to, you know, my not posting any news to the Codex thus far in 2019, although I'll have to change that because there's some interesting stuff happening on different sites that I do want to draw attention to. But for now, I've really been laying off making any updates to the site because I've instead been focusing on something that I have been meaning to focus on since 2012, which is getting the different project subdomains, well, A, giving them a consistent template all the way across, giving them a consistent layout, consistent look and feel, but then also going through and restoring all of the downloads in each of them to proper working order, which, like I say, since 2012, I haven't been able to do. And I've still got to then go back through the old Ultima Era website, which still exists, although there's not much there, and pull over the last remaining articles from there. A lot of things are like gallery pages and stuff like that, but there's a few other things that I do want to bring over as well. And so, you know, I've really kind of made, like, 2019 is going to be the year for that. And unfortunately, that means that I had to drop a lot of things. There hasn't been a fan projects poll this year, and there won't be. There hasn't been any news posted thus far in January, although there will be a little bit in the next few days here, because, like I say, some stuff has come along that's worth drawing attention to. But yeah, that's kind of going to be my focus. I really want to get the fan project directory component of the Ultima Codex whipped back into shape. And I want to do it as quickly as possible in 2019. And so I've been devoting every spare minute I can find in my schedule to doing just that. Thus far, I have the Ultima 1, Ultima 2, and Ultima 9 subdomains. And as of this recording, most of the Ultima 3 subdomain whipped into shape. Click on over and check them out. I hope you like what you see. You'll find most of the downloads have been restored to good working order. There's a few new downloads on the Ultima 3 website. Well, new-ish in the sense that they weren't there previously, but I've since, you know, gone ahead and added them. The actual files themselves aren't particularly new, but I'd never had listings for them before, and so they've been added. Be that as it may, yeah, do go through, check those sites out. Let me know what you think. UltimaCodex@gmail.com, or, you know, drop a comment on any of the project entries, or just anywhere on the Ultima Codex for that matter, or hit the contact form on the Ultima Codex. There's been a lot of stuff going on. I've streamlined and simplified and made consistent the sidebar content on all of these sites. I've simplified the menu across all of these sites, and some of those changes you're going to see make their way to the Codex proper, to just ultimacodex.com. And all of this, of course, is kind of a precursor to eventually having the site set up and ready for HTTPS to be enabled across all of the subdomains. The back-end work for that has actually already been done. It's just that I need to actually get the front-end stuff fully working again so that when it actually comes time to flip from HTTP to HTTPS, I can do it in one shot. You know, just go deploy a couple of quick plugins to make some database queries, change all of my internal links, and then force HTTPS for the entire site and all of its subdomains, and away we go. But That is probably a few months out. Like I say, just even getting the project subdomains working again and completing the transition from Aera, which began in 2012, that would be awesome. If I can get that done in 2019, I will be so happy. If I can get that done early in 2019, I'll be even happier. So bear with me, and I will try and keep you updated going forward as to just how far I've gotten in this effort. Well, this has been another episode of Bytes of Spam. If you like what you've heard, do consider supporting the podcast and the Ultima Codex, which produces it, on Patreon, patreon.com/UltimaCodex. You can also, of course, get in touch with us on Twitter at Ultima Codex, facebook.com/TheUltimaSeries, at spam humbug, or ultimacodex.com, or you can send us an email, ultimacodex@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.